Hello. Welcome, welcome. This is our September skills, inner and skills training for Embody. I am really excited about the work that I'm going to share with you today. We are going to be looking at the transformational skill of celebrating. And as a reminder, we're still in the quarter of Embody where we're looking at rewiring negative thought patterns. And also, kind of as an added bonus of that, around that, rewiring patterns around not feeling good enough, right? And in July, we went really, really deep into the rewiring technique. Hopefully, you've been practicing that with yourself and with your clients. In August, our training and our practice and a lot of our focus was on doing some archetypal work around rewiring and not good enough. We looked at the fraud and we looked at the overly confident one and we looked at the aligned enough. Right. And now September is our third and final month in this deeper embodiment of the rewiring technique and the shifting, the not good enough. And so we're looking at celebrating. So why celebrating? Well, number one, because it's the opposite in a way of not feeling good enough, right? And much more, as we'll see as we move through our content today. And what we're going to do is we're going to be reviewing some, not all, but some of the celebration skills that we look at in the Sacred Depths curriculum. And then I'm going to be sharing with you in this video some deeper ways to really, for yourself and with your clients, work on this muscle of celebrating that will help you go deeper into rewiring those not good enough pathways, neural pathways. All right, so let's jump in. Hopefully, you remember from Sacred Depths that the skill or techniques of celebrating are one of a number of ways that we learn in Sacred Depths, but one way of co-creating awareness with our clients. Some of the other co-creating awareness skills that we learn in Sacred Depths, as you know, are mirroring, reflecting hard truths, honoring what is, facting or consulting, storytelling, questioning. We really have like a in Sacred Depths, just a rich, and we'll be looking at some of these throughout this year, but just so many ways of co-creating awareness. Celebrating is one of them. And as a reminder, you want to be looking for as many aligned opportunities as you can in your client work and also with yourself to celebrate, right? So you want to be looking to celebrate wins. These wins are for forward movement, right? Inner forward movement, outer forward movement, big wins, as well as small wins. You want to be celebrating just incredible things that happen, either because your client has made it happen or because it's ha come from another reason, right? But we want to celebrate the incredible things in our lives because it's so easy to forget, right? And to only look at what's not going well, what's not working, how am I not moving forward, right? Anytime a client reaches a goal or a marker on the way to a goal, we want to celebrate that. We want to celebrate our clients' resources, our clients' skills, their talents, their brilliances. sense, their inner knowing. They're making decisions from places that are aligned, right? All of that. Sometimes we want to celebrate the gold in the middle of the crap, right? Human beings go through phases where there's just a lot of shitty things that are happening. In appropriate moments, we want to celebrate and acknowledge the gold. Another type of thing we want to look for to celebrate with our clients and with ourselves is when a client decides to go for a stretchy goal, right? Decides that they want to pursue something that's big for them. That is also a cause for celebration. Celebrating, in my opinion, is one of the most important transformational skills that we have in our toolboxes. We need celebrating in order to help our clients reach their goals. Most of the time we need it in order to help clients reach their goals. Why? Well, because success and successful actions stem from being able to acknowledge what is working and what is going well. We tend to think that our forward movement stems from focusing on what's not going well and being obsessed with what's not going well. And yes, sometimes that can drive some action, but it very rarely drives aligned action. And it very rarely drives pleasurable action, right? So really taking in and knowing that good, positive things are happening, right? That we're sitting on strengths, that we are sitting on wins, that we are sitting on growth, that we are sitting on forward movement helps drive success and successful action. It also helps activate confidence. And celebrating also helps activate self-love. When we can really celebrate all that we've been talking about, we can love ourselves more. We can feel more confident. We can have more compassion for ourselves and our very human, messy experiences. When we can truly celebrate, we can have more hope. We can feel more satisfaction. When we celebrate with our clients, it also helps our clients feel seen and heard and loved and respected. Right? And all of this can lead to more motivation, to feeling more connected to ourselves and to positive energy. I want to also point out that, and you know, we look at this in Sacred Depths, and as a reminder, celebrating is a form of acknowledging, right? When we celebrate with our clients, what we're really doing is helping hold the space for clients to acknowledge themselves and what is going well and what is going right and what they hold. And you all know this, but it's good to underline. I really believe that our jobs as Sacred Depths practitioners, as transformational practitioners, etc., is to not only celebrate with clients, this happened, that happened, you have this, you have that, but in the doing of all of that, in the practice of celebrating, our job is also to support our clients to internalize the skill and the muscle of acknowledging and celebrating themselves so that it can become a life path, right? Integrated into their life, a way of life that they are able to celebrate and acknowledge themselves. Because we all know it's so easy to go in the other direction of hating on ourselves, not having compassion for ourselves, not seeing what's going well, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so all this being said, as we learned in Sacred Depths, and just to review briefly on this, that's this whole thing about celebrating might sound all great and good, and of course, but human beings often have trouble celebrating, are often resistant to celebrating, right? And this is precisely why it is such an important skill for us to have. Because most of the time, unless someone has made a commitment to honoring themselves in this way, they're left to their own devices. They're not going to do it on their own. As a practitioner, we need to really understand the human behavior behind the resistance to celebrating. Because if we don't, and then we go to celebrate with a client, if that client is resistant, we don't understand, that client might end up, the celebration might end up causing the client to lose trust in you, right? Or to even get triggered, or to get angry, or to shut down a little bit. If you're celebrating without addressing the resistance for someone who needs it, it might also, what might happen in a session is that your client might agree on the outside, oh yeah, this is a celebration, but silently they're not taking it seriously at all, right? So why do human beings have trouble celebrating themselves and really acknowledging all that they have and hold and what they're creating and what they're accomplishing? Why is this so hard? Why do we have resistance to this? Well, for so many reasons. And just to review, I'll name some of them here. Number one, like I've said already twice in this video, we tend to focus on the negative and what isn't working. It is human nature. Sometimes people are resistant or have trouble celebrating because they get an uncomfortable feeling when they're being acknowledged, right? It's not true. Don't see me. Sometimes there's a fear of, if you, practitioner, believe this wonderful thing about me now, I'm going to let you down. I'll end up looking like a fraud, etc. Sometimes people are resistant to celebrating because they don't want to set themselves up to be hopeful and excited and then fail. Some people are resistant to celebrating themselves because they're taught that it's obnoxious or self-centered to think highly of ourselves and our accomplishments. Some people are resistant to celebrating because of the evil eye. If you've got that passed down in your culture, or religion, that can be a big thing. Sometimes people are resistant to celebrating because they don't recognize that what they hold inside or what they've accomplished or what they've done or a talent that they have or a way that they've moved forward is really that good. Like they don't, their expectations are so, 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 so high for themselves that they don't understand that what's happened or what they hold is a celebration. So, okay, a couple of things on the having trouble celebrating. First of all, if you're hearing this now for the second time, because you've heard it already when you've gone through Sacred Depths, but if as you're hearing it now, years later or sometime later,
And it's still resonating for you personally, like, oh yeah, I've got resistance here. I really invite you to go back to the Sacred Depths module on this, or at least the resource sheets on this. There's a whole list of inner work questions for you to journal on there to go deeper with this. If you're hearing this and also some bells are ringing because you recognize that some of your clients aren't really celebrating themselves or having trouble acknowledging themselves or their wins, that list of questions that I just mentioned, so great to work on with your clients. I wouldn't give it to them as journaling necessarily. I would ask some of those questions in session with them as an exploration around this. For now, I want to ask you this following question. Now that we're kind of talking about this and coming back to this idea of celebrating and its importance, just to be honest with yourself, the question is, have you been lately acknowledging yourself, celebrating yourself? Lately, have you been acknowledging and celebrating all of your assets, all of your resources, all of your brilliances, all of your outer and your inner wins and forward movement, and all of your enoughness? Right? Just to note for yourself. I promise you that as we've been working this quarter on shifting some of the feelings of not enoughness, if that is something that is important for you, making celebration in your celebration for yourself a practice will help with that. Making celebrating a daily practice for yourself is another way of rewiring neural pathways. If you have very well grooved pathways around the not enoughness, the I'm not good enough, I'm not, you know, brilliant in this, that, or the other thing. I don't have assets. I don't have resources. I haven't moved forward, you know, all of those things. If those neural pathways are well grooved, then you want to groove other neural pathways that tell you otherwise. We've been working on this for 2 months now. This is another tool for this. I'll share details. Let's just move into it. Before we move into it, sorry, I wanted to ask this next question. So if I'm piquing your interest now, then here's my next question for you. What would it take to make celebrating a practice for you? What would it take to make consistent celebrating of yourself a practice for you? And I'm going to share details of how to make this a practice in a moment. But for now, what I want to say is that, you know, of course, we all know the reasons on why it's hard to make a practice of anything, whether it's meditating or going to the gym. Right now, I'm trying to make a practice of like a new skincare routine. It is hard, making a practice of something that we haven't been practicing is hard. So I just want to acknowledge that, like that you might really want to be celebrating and you've maybe in the past said that you were going to do it and maybe you haven't, right? So considering all you've got in your life going on right now, what would it take for you to make this a practice?
Okay. So what I want to take a look at for the rest of our time on this training, if you go back to the Sacred Depths module on this, there's a lot of other information on when to celebrate, etc. And I absolutely recommend, if you want a refresher on that, to go back to those pieces, different ways and moments, etc. But where I really want for us to focus for the rest of this training is, in a way, looking at celebrating in a way that we're taking it even deeper and more sticky so that it sticks than we do even in Sacred Depths. And what I want for us to take a look at together is a practice of celebrating by activating more than one level of learning and processing. Celebrating in a way where we're activating more than just the cognitive level of like making a list, right? Which are great. Lists are great. Oh, yeah, I celebrate that. And I brought on a client and I had that really difficult conversation, right? Like, that's great to make those lists and to note and acknowledge. I recommend that. But if we want to truly rewire, we're going to have to do a little bit more than that for ourselves and also with our clients. When we're celebrating, sometimes, of course, sometimes it's just going to be a cognitive celebration, but sometimes we want to go a little bit deeper with some of the other levels. So let me take you through this so you can see for yourself what I mean. Okay, let's first of all, I'm going to invite you to make that list, right? So take a moment. I'll give you a moment right now and make a list of anything that you would like to celebrate for yourself. Maybe you had a great client session last week. Maybe you finished a curriculum on something. Maybe you finally made space for yourself, even though you usually don't. Maybe you want to celebrate, get more consistent marketing or putting out your first newsletter. Maybe you want to celebrate a particular skill that you have or a way of being. I'm gonna just invite you right now to make a list of as many things as you'd like to celebrate. And go ahead and press pause on the recording. Take your time. Make the list. And then when you're done, press play again so that we can continue. Okay. Now that you have a list of celebrations, hopefully you've got a number of things on the list. That's cognitive, right? That's starting to activate the cognitive level of learning and processing around celebrating. Let's go a little bit deeper with the cognitive first. So I want to invite you to pick one thing off the list that you made that you really want to go deeper into celebrating, and it feels like important. You don't want to give it short shrift. You want to go deeper with that. Right, so pick one thing off your list. And first, in order to go deeper on the cognitive or mental level of learning and processing around this, let me ask you a question. Why this thing that you picked that you want to celebrate, why is this particular thing important? Why is it a celebration? Take a moment and write on that. Why is this thing important? inner, outer, whatever it is. Why do you want to celebrate this thing? Okay. If you need more time, press pause, but we'll continue on. Now, let's see if we can take this particular celebration, this thing that you picked, let's see if we can take it deeper into the body or the somatic level. So I want to invite you, and if it's helpful to close your eyes, close your eyes. I want to invite you to start to take this thing that you're celebrating into your body, right? So it's not just something you're thinking about, like, oh, that's great, it's a celebration, but whatever it is, bringing on a new client, sending out a newsletter, making more support, whatever it is, feel it coming into you so that you can actually own the celebration, right? So breathe in this thing that you're celebrating into your body. Allow yourself to really feel the importance of this particular thing, this particular celebration. Take it in for real. Allow yourself to feel this. Allow yourself to celebrate for real inside of you. Even if just it's a little bit, it's fine, right? And notice where in your body you are holding this particular celebration, right? The celebration for this particular thing. Where in your body are you holding it? And notice what it feels like in your body to celebrate this thing. Okay, let's take this a step further. You might, for yourself or with a client, want to activate the heart level when it comes to celebrating. So let's practice that for a moment. So I want to invite you, and if you want to keep your eyes closed, if that's right for you, keep them closed or keep them open. I want to invite you to continue to be with this celebration, whatever this thing that you chose. And the invitation now is to allow your heart to open up even more around celebrating whatever this thing is that you're working with. See, and you might even, it might be helpful to place a hand on your heart. See if you can almost feel some joy in your heart or some happiness in your heart or some satisfaction in your heart. Some excitement in your heart around this thing that you're celebrating. Really connected in with your heart. And I want to invite you to ask your heart, what is possible next
Now that you can own more deeply this particular celebration, right? What's possible next that you can build on? Maybe your heart tells you, you sent out a newsletter and your heart is letting you know you can send out a consistent newsletter now that you've done this, right? You've broken the seal on the newsletters. Could be anything. Ask your heart, what is possible for you now that you have really accomplished or you own, right? Whatever the celebration is that you're working on. Okay. And now finally, let's add the spirit level of learning and processing into this, even though it's already, I think it's in the mix anyway, but just for good measure, continue with this same celebration and now ask something bigger than yourself, whatever resonates for you, God, goddess, spirit, higher power, ancestors. You can ask the spirit of your business if you're working on a business thing, right? But ask something that's bigger than you, what it wants you to know about this particular celebration. What is it that it wants you to know about this particular celebration? You might even want to journal on this, right? You might want to channel spirit. What does it want you to know about this particular celebration? If you want to do that, you can press pause and take the time to do that. Okay, so first, a question for you. What are you learning so far about celebrating? Maybe you already knew it from sacred depths or even before, but it's coming in even more deeply. You're embodying the knowing, or maybe it's something completely new that's coming up for you, right? What are you learning so far? And what are you learning also just about these four levels when it comes to celebrating? So I am, to be clear, I'm not suggesting that you need to activate all four levels in the ways that we just did when you're working with yourself on celebrating and building the celebration muscle, or when you're working with clients on it. I just wanted to give you some different ideas on this, to know that for certain moments when it feels right to go beyond the cognitive, you've got other tools and ways of going deeper to really support your client and yourself to own the celebration more deeply. Okay. So homework for you. Number one, as I said, if all of this stuff around celebrating is exciting, I highly encourage you to go back to the full Sacred Depths training on it. It's creating awareness number two. There's three calls in the creating awareness module. It's the second one. Also, there's a lot written out in the resource pages for you on that. Okay. Other pieces of homework. So if you are wanting to go deeper for yourself, to build the muscle, right? To do the inner work and build the muscle, embody this idea of celebrating. And if you want to go deeper with the rewiring, the not good enough, then my invitation for you for this month is to practice daily or every other day, whatever makes sense for you. It doesn't have to be every single day, right? But to make a practice this month of building your true celebration muscle, not just with the lists, right? But add in at least one other element, one other level of learning and processing, right? Do it consistently for a month. Notice what shifts for you on an inner level. If you are wanting to embody this more deeply on a skills level to bring to your client, then my homework for you is over this month, I want to invite you to intentionally bring more celebrating to your client work in all the different ways, pre-call forms, you know, all the things we look at in that Sacred Depths module, and also to experiment maybe a little bit with the different levels of learning and processing when it comes to celebrating. If you are wanting to take this learning more deeply into your business and into your marketing, then my homework for you, when we're going to do more of this together in our second Q&A call of the month of September. But for now, if you're wanting to take this all deeper into your business, I've got a question for you to work on, which is, how can you acknowledge and celebrate your skills, your talents, your brilliances, and your track record more than you already are in your current marketing? How can you acknowledge yourself, your skills, your talents, your brilliances, your track record in ways that are supportive of clients and future clients in your newsletters, in your social media, in your preview calls, in your sales pages, in your sales conversations, et cetera? I want you to begin to think about that. Okay, I'm sending you, as always, a ton of love. I hope that you enjoyed this recording. I hope that it was a good review, plus helped you go deeper and learn more. Really, really hope that if you're feeling called to it, you take seriously the invitation to commit to celebrating in a more consistent way and really building that muscle. And I hope to see you at some other calls this month. Bye.